This is Health Matters reporting on preventive medicine for the liver.
People tend to view liver disease as an affliction of alcoholics or as an unfortunate development arising from diabetes or obesity. But there are over 100 liver diseases. Only some are caused by these conditions. While it's true that many liver diseases are directly related to unhealthy lifestyles, liver problems can arise in people who generally take care of themselves.
That's because the liver is the body's primary detoxifier. You can eat well, exercise regularly, and be in mint condition, but your liver can still be damaged by exposure to toxins, for example. Preventive care of the liver includes keeping a safe distance from toxins. It's best to keep them out of your home and working environment.
The liver processes virtually everything we eat, drink, breathe, or rub on our skin. If you use toxin chemicals, liver care means wearing a mask, especially when painting inside or using chemical cleansing products, or using weed control chemicals outside. Best of all is to avoid using chemicals. Try natural alternatives that don't pose risks of toxins.
Medications are another source of liver damage that is not so well known. Tylenol or acetaminophen can cause liver damage. Not if you take the recommended dose for short periods of time, but if you use it excessively, you can damage the liver. And Tylenol combined with alcohol can actually lead to liver failure. Mixing medication and herbs also poses a risk. So when you're on medication, you need to check with your doctor before taking herbs.
Kava Kava is an herbal supplement linked to liver malfunction. It is recommended for menopausal symptoms and for relaxation. But Kava Kava keeps the liver from doing its job. It's even banned in some countries.
Even certain supplements can cause liver trouble. Vitamin A should not be taken in excess. If you eat plenty of fruit and vegetables, you probably don't need a vitamin A supplement anyway. And there is refined sugar, which can have a profound negative impact on the liver. Medical research has found that too much sugar is just as damaging as too much alcohol. The reasons why has to do with the basic liver function. The liver makes fat from sugar in the form of fructose. If too much fructose is sent to the liver, there is a buildup of fatty tissue leading to fatty liver disease, something to prevent for sure.
The liver is a complex factory that works nonstop 24 hours a day. It performs over 500 different functions vital to life. It provides us with energy, it fights off infections and toxins, helps the blood to clot, regulates hormones, and more, much more. It also regulates body cholesterol and regulates the supply of essential vitamins and minerals.
The most effective preventive care for the liver is a balanced diet and daily exercise. And by balanced diet, we mean a diet high in fruits and vegetables and low in animal meat. The more protein you can get from vegetable sources, such as nuts and soy, the better your liver will take it. The liver also likes whole grains and taking a break from gluten grains like wheat and rye.
Another dietary key to a healthy liver is eating the right kinds of fat. The worst is trans fat, also known as partially hydrogenated fat. Trans fats are not as prevalent in industrial food products as they once were, but they're still there, especially in packaged baked goods, so it's important to read the labels.
Fats that keep the liver strong include olive oil, walnuts, and avocados. High-quality, cold-pressed organic oils such as olive, hemp, and flaxseed are actually liver cleansers. Used in moderate amounts, these oils provide a lipid base that can suck up the harmful toxins that are so pervasive in our diet and our environment.
There are several foods that help to detoxify the liver. Garlic is a primary detoxifier, so is citrus, especially grapefruit, lemons, and lime. Other foods that detoxify the liver and keep it strong includes apples, walnuts, beets, and carrots, leafy greens, green tea, broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Emily Marshall, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.